April 4th, let us say. The year afterwards, take off another 11 days, it'll be March 23rd. The year afterwards, it'll be March 12th. The year afterwards will be March 1st. You'll end up with Pesach in December. Now, the Arabs have such a calendar. The Muslim calendar, which is a purely lunar calendar, so it has no relationship to the sun or to the seasons. So, for instance, the Arabs have a fast day month of Ramadan, where they fast all day and drink all night, which is not a bad idea if you think about it. So this month of Ramadan, it travels through the entire year. Sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the fall, sometimes in the winter, because of the fact that it's based purely on a lunar calculation, and the lunar year loses 11 and a quarter days every year to the sun. However, because of halacha, we cannot have that happen. Because it says in the Torah, Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh ha'aviv, Pesach, you are going out in the month of spring. So the month of spring, Chazal say, Nisan has to fall within a certain number of days or weeks to the vernal equinox of when spring arrives in the temperate hemispheres. We are bound by that. So you cannot have it earlier than March 21st. You cannot have it later than April 19th or April 20th. It must fall within that period of time. Otherwise, you can't have otherwise you violate the halacha. So because of that, the institution of the leap year was created. Now, in the solar and lunar calendars coincide every 19 years. That's the system. It goes in 19-year cycles. The day that you were bar mitzvah will be the same day 32 years later. 19 years later when you're 32. The Hebrew date, the English date, the Parsha, the Haftorah, everything will be the same. Everything goes in 19-year cycles. There are 7 leap years in every 19-year cycle. In every 19-year cycle, there are 7 leap years. Again, a leap year means the addition of an extra month, of an extra 29 days, which we call the second Adar. So if you'll calculate it out, you'll take 365 and a quarter times 19, and 354 times 19, and you'll add 7 times 29, you'll come close. Close. But close is not enough. So there are other adjustments possible in the Hebrew calendar. One adjustment has to do with the months of Cheshvan and Kislev. Those are swing months. Sometimes they're 29 days, sometimes they're 30 days. Sometimes they're both 30 days. Sometimes they're both 29 days. They are adjustable months. And there's a formula how to figure out what has to be adjusted. Therefore, you have all kinds of funny things that happen. Sometimes there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes there aren't. Somebody that's born on the 30th of Cheshvan, next year there's only 29 days, right? So it doesn't count. What happened? What if he becomes bar mitzvah? There are shilas and halachah, and come out very strange things that somebody who's born after somebody will be bar mitzvah before the other guy. There are all sorts of cheshbonas. But that's an adjustment. And those adjustments are built into the permanent calendar. And they are built in such a way that the permanent calendar is, relatively speaking, quite accurate. We are off from the time that it started to now. We're off only a matter of minutes from true time. And this is a calendar that's been going for 1500. For instance, the Julian calendar of the Western world had to be corrected because of the fact that it was off a whole bunch of days. It was off 11, 12 days from true time. And even now, our calendar is off, and now it's